Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning I just want to inspire you from the Word of God again and from Proverbs chapter 4. He writes here, he says in verse 1, "Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law." Notice there, he says, "I give you good doctrine. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words and keep my commandments and live." It's a powerful verse here in verse 4. He says, "Let thine heart retain my words and keep my commandments and live." In the New Covenant in Hebrews there, God says, "I will write my laws upon your heart." And, you know, when the Word of God is written upon our hearts, then our heart can retain it. And then we can keep His commandments. And notice there, it says, "Keep my commandments and live." There is life in keeping the Word of God. There is life in obeying the Word of God. There is life in doing the and living the Word of God. And so I just want to encourage each one of you that listens, let thine heart retain the Word of God and keep it and live. Verse 5 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." Don't turn away from the words of God's Word. Don't decline, don't regress, don't pull back. There's a tendency, we see this in Christianity, people get born again, people get converted and excited, and then 5, 10, 15, 20 years into their Christian life, they decline from the words of the mouth of God. They pull away from them, and worldliness starts creeping in, and, you know, a life that is looks far from Christianity begins to manifest itself. And so it says, get wisdom, get understanding. Verse 6 says, "Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee." It's a powerful verse. "She shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee." Love her, and she shall keep thee. You know, we have examples in the Old Testament as you read through the book of Judges, the children of God, they would serve God, and then 40, 50 years down the road, they'd be far from God. God would raise up another judge, and there'd be revival, and they'd come back again. And you see this pattern over and over and over and over in the Old Testament. And then in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it says that those things that happen in the Old Testament are written for our example. Know that we should not do the same thing. And sadly, we see this over and over. We see parents get converted, but the next generation, sometimes even parents, forsake the commandments of God. And I want to encourage you this morning, keep it. You know, the scripture says, "He who endures unto the end, the same shall be saved." Verse 6 says, "Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee." And verse 7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." You know, we can read, we can have knowledge, that's wisdom. But when we get understanding, when we apply it, when it's in our heart, and we are living it, and we have life. You know, as I've already heard, you know, from the head to the heart, it's about an 18-inch jump. We can have wisdom, but until we apply it and keep it in our hearts and, you know, we retain it and we live it, that is understanding. And so I want to encourage you this morning to, as the scripture says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And then it says, "And with all thy getting, with all your might, get understanding." Then it says, "Exalt her, and she shall promote thee, and she shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. When you embrace understanding, it says it will promote thee, and she shall bring thee honor. Understanding will bring you honor. And so encourage you. Here it says to embrace her. Then verse 9 says, she, understanding, shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she shall deliver to thee. Verse 10, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. And so this morning, my heart is to inspire you to get wisdom and understanding. Embrace it. Retain it in your heart. Don't forsake it. And it will preserve thee, and it'll keep thee, and there's life in it, and life more abundantly. Jesus Christ said, I am come to give life and life more abundantly. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we bless you, and we praise you, and thank you again for your word. We just ask, Lord, that you would help us to retain it. Help us today to walk in your spirit and to be inspired to embrace wisdom and understanding, and it will preserve us, Lord. We thank you for your word and the power of your word. We just ask that you would lead us and guide us this day, and that we could just walk with you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. Thank you for listening. God bless.